You are supposed to like try to open it up first. See, you don't want to open.
I have nails.
I have experience with this thing.
Oh. Okay.
Ew. So much foam.
That's someone's pill of strength.
Your pill of strength, ma'am.
Not anymore.
Oh. Ouchie.
So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Baby girl, you're my power. Baby girl, you're my flower.
Hey, you listen to it. Yeah. How was it?
I'm sure she was blushing.
Like, no, my boyfriend sent me the link and he was like, speak.
Okay. I went to this girl, I'm like, Barbarata. Ne? Barbarata. They said they love you. Arkimang, and I did this.
What's the most meaningful gift Zile has ever received?
He's ever received.
I'll cross at the back.
Has it been? I'm joking.
Hey, yo, guys, it's the girl, Steve, my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor.
Yes, sir.
And I was.
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda was in your screen, and welcome to you, Spreading Humor.
Hey, yo, what up, it's your boy, Zila, Wizila, Mazenzila, Machinchila, Manadinding, we're doing it.
And shit. Today is Zila Wizzy's birthday, everybody. He's finally how old?
I'm like half 50.
He's half 50.
Oh shit, he's 25?
Yeah.
Nigga, you're old.
He really is.
Guys, you see, we make sure the spreading humor's reverega come, okay?
Oh, shame.
Even when we are sick, we work. Even on our birthday, we work. Like, we put you first, man.
Even when we don't have voices, we work.
We love you.
We love you guys.
We love you, man. And we love you, Zile. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, man.
Happy birthday to my big brother.
Oh, it's a big brother now.
Really,
Zile.
But yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate, man. And I really appreciate. I'm glad I could spend my day here. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know I'm going to drama after here, but like, this can also work. You know?
Pre-drinks, pre-chilling.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know. I want to talk when it's my turn.
Okay.
I don't want to vent now.
Okay.
Vent now. It's your birthday. It's your day. Go first.
But yeah, I just want to say I really appreciate God for bringing me here. I know my age doesn't correspond with my height, but I'm still breathing. And I just want to appreciate everyone all along what has been with me till today. And I know my birthday is the first one, but I want to experience yours also birthday here, together. I want to see the
podcast. Emana,
guys.
Happy birthday.
Are we gonna do that? Marwani said, "Will happen." You know, guys, I have PTSD with this thing. Ne? You are supposed to like try to open it up first. See, you don't want to open.
I have nails.
I have experience with this thing.
Oh. Okay.
I always have a fear that like the coke will like get into my eye. But
guys, this person is gonna piss me off.
Who's calling you?
I don't know this number. And it's so annoying.
You know, talking about numbers, ne? So today, my friends were sending me money, ne? For my birthday. So now I have like this other Instagram that I use, like it's a Finsta, like So now that Finsta has like 2,000 people.
Okay.
Is not a Finsta.
Yeah,
that
is
amazing.
It's just like one of those things. So now I'm posting proof of payments or I'm posting proof of payments, ne? And I baby dazed myself.
What is that? What does that mean?
I leaked my numbers.
Oh, oh no.
Zilia, I didn't leak.
Guys, this time.
First 3, 2, 1. Yippee. 3, 2. Oh, shit. That was crazy.
The corona. Let me take a sip.
You drank too much, ne?
That was not a soap. That was not a
soap. Oh, no, he's about to blow up. Oh, no. He's about to blow up.
Ew.
So much foam.
That's someone's pillow of strength.
Your pillow of strength, ma'am.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Ouchie.
King.
Cheers. Everything.
Why are we fighting now?
Yeah, don't drink and drive also, hey.
Voice notes?
Yeah. On your WhatsApp.
Who sent it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ngathi, you don't know what's happening.
I need to be Lala.
You don't want to take?
No.
But all yeah, right.
Don't drink and drive, guys. Especially Good Friday, no so.
Oh, wow. Okay. What if I'm going to touch someone such a... Okay, so here's a video from McG.
Hey, now, Zile, this is your father. Love you long time.
What did you guys do?
That's so cute.
That is so cute.
Oh, this is okay, my father, but we are same height.
Here's a voice note.
Okay.
I'm going to look for a moment. Your voice note, can we five? I get to be a little girl. I'm talking about like a happy birthday. Still a wheezy, I'm a zing, zing, zing. I can't check away.
Come on.
I can't check away.
Isn't this from Popcorn and Cheese? Can I get a
little bit? Variando, yeah. Go back.
Varianda.
Come here, mate. And over there, and the refuge of Patel Lobon. I can't remember. Lol. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Okay,
here's
the last one.
Yo, Zile, happy birthday, brother. I believe you're 25 now, slowly moving away from being a.
Is this mentor, man?
But yeah, man, I just wanted to show appreciation from the podcast. You know, we've got mad love for you, brother. And everybody in the network knows that you're the future, man. All the best, and may the Lord grant you your heart's purest desires today.
Oh,
but what's that? Guys, this is so dope, man.
Wow,
thank you so much. Who are these people?
Come on. Who are the other two? Bala sounds so American. They're gonna be Mensa Man. I thought it was
Mensa Man. Yeah, that's easy. Or because I didn't have voice, I get off your voice right now. Oh no, thanks. I really appreciate Bala, Titi, and Meg, and also the team, man. Guys, now I got a little emotional. I'm not an emotional. Like, but thank you guys. I can see you, man.
I'll take you to Villa Tweka.
And it's also his birthday, funny enough. Oh, yeah, really? It's also Shivishita's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Shivishita.
Today, oh, no, oh, birthday, I'm a rock star. And I'm related to Aries, my man.
Really?
Yeah, Aries' birthday is always a day before mine.
I mean.
But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, wait, guys.
Is that why he calls himself Aries? Because he's an Aries?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
What the high?
But let's go to what's on
anyway,
your mind.
Guys, you week, you thoughts, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is our faves, Nandi, Makudimana, and Thabo Pesta. So allegedly, this is serious. Mm. So allegedly, Thabo Pesta has been running a prostitution ring while in jail. And the jail wardens were busy like helping him make sure that his shady business deals are running safe. Also, this is ENCA, so this should be true. So I'm not going to say allegedly.
This should be true.
Nandi Makudimana has allegedly been assaulted in prison by 2 inmates. So yeah, that's what's on my mind, those two.
Oh yeah, Ghana, it was a crazy lady that assaulted her, they said.
Probably.
Yeah, they did say there was like, it's a mentally unstable lady.
I think that lady was stable.
No. I think she's dead. But she's not stable. Crazy people, but fucking bam. Have you seen crazy people walking on the streets?
No, like, fucking bam. Dude, I think that lady.
No matter what.
No, but.
But there's categories of not girlfella, but fucking bam.
Ah.
Yes. But my phone.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Iwala. Take a chalet.
I was keeping up.
Yo, wena.
Get a drama today. Correct DJ booth. But anyways, like, how...
That was so cute. That was anyway,
so what all the children are different, ne?
Yeah.
Wow, wow. I think everyone like just cool as someone. But anyways, going to your thing, I feel like I thought now. Honestly, I thought Bundandipa and Abu Besta one day in prison, Baba, kid like goons about touchy because they're high profile.
Mm.
You get me?
Dude, jail is jail. Doesn't matter if you're famous or if you're rich. Guys, jail is jail.
Let's be honest. In Sibwa, have you never seen a TikTok live? Someone.
Yes, what? Two people in jail.
Yeah.
There's two guys that always go live.
Aren't they like pretending that they're in jail?
No.
To get more views? Dude, there's no way those people are in jail.
They have a phone in jail, those stylers, but they don't show their faces because they don't want to get caught. And they don't want
I've them never
to
seen
know.
That.
Don't you like follow those documentaries of what really happens in jail?
No, they scare me too much.
Really?
I remember I was watching this other podcast about Abulela Kasamon Arno Damani, Ulala Prison Kamsendaladi, Dipa, Sewato, Ditanakam Homo. I remember this one style they use, but it's in Chakatin stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katin Karatin stuff, ne? They open it, Balokala phone, Balokala Dipach, Balokala, all the things that you might want.
Yeah.
Then they send them in through the kitchen.
That's wild.
That does sound possible. That does sound like something
that would happen. If Tabo could bring in a body into and have a laptop with him, like in jail, then anything is possible.
Yeah, I thought they were high profile. I didn't think Nandipa would experience such a thing. Mm. And I know, I feel like they should have. I don't know. We should actually bring someone along who knows more about prison, because I feel like a lot of people are not. Don't know a lot about prison, like what that's really, really, really goes.
Yeah.
Not these PR things, like tell us what we're born, unale scam, unale odias. Because we only find out after people have been in jail.
Mm.
But now people are gonna say that we're giving a platform to skebengus or something like that.
Not really.
You know how like, social media is.
But
guys.
We could bring like a prison warden that like works at a prison for what is it? At a juvenile. Prison, yeah. And then he comes here and he tells these kids, guys, stop being bad, because in juvie, it's crazy in there.
Yeah.
Stop being bad.
Maroka ya makuleng.
Batong ba mudimu.
Maroka ya makuleng, wadula la majita. Ukatwa dinsa.
Ne?
Yeah, they always have stories
always
about
have
everything.
Stories, those ones.
That's true. Also,
that's true. How do you know?
Are you trying to say I've never been to the Makulas?
Have you?
The Makulas?
Like Wadula Koneng or Lanoko?
No, I doubt.
I think Wadula Marabu.
Today we said go slow, maybe.
No, I got those ghosts from the side of the road. But that's not what I wanted to say. What I wanted
from
to
what?
Say was the side of the road.
Oh.
What I wanted to say was I saw on the Tabo Besta documentary that Womack G interviewed Nandipa before like she went to jail. Mm. And I just think that's so cool, man. Also, I just think it's cool how they've interviewed these big people before. Okay, let me make an example. They interviewed Nandipa before she went to jail. They interviewed Zahara before she passed away. Mm. I think it's cool how they were able to talk to all these people before they...
You know who's cool?
You know
who's cool? Dudu.
No.
Dudu can have a cream, but...
She's okay.
She stepped in. Because here's the thing. Recently they interviewed... Who's this lady? The one who got out of Big Brother. Lama.
Yolanda.
Fast. And it's a recent thing. So Dudu Kusharo, who blind smart talk, more WhatsApp. No. How do you, like, think about it. How do you convince, like, how many people went to the main podcast?
A lot.
You know how much you need to finance those people. For sure, Dudu's off late. Come on, tomorrow, I'll go for later. I'll go for WhatsApp. You don't feel or yeah, mo.
Oh no!
Ufe, ish marit
fan. Yay! What's on your mind, Zile?
What's on my mind is that. Oh wait, before what's on my mind? So I was watching Abu Meg, man. they did this other thing. It was cool.
Do they watch us as much as we watch them?
I don't know, man. Me, I could be a kid. So they did this other thing. Sol and McGee were doing this other thing.
A handshake?
Not a handshake. Like, you know, I'm wrestling.
Oh.
That made me realize, well, between Yanda and Sima, who would win?
I would. Duh.
Can we do it? Can we do it?
Yeah, I'm strong.
Alibi Zaka today. Dudu Alibi Zaka. Are you not betting? Let's bet. Are you? Please bring that thing. Yanda, I believe in you.
I never agreed to do any of this.
Ah, come on. Let's go. It's going to be fun.
Please bring.
Where did
I'm
you get
strong.
This penny
from?
Uzang. Let's go.
This is so wild.
Are you going to be the ref?
Yeah, I'll be the ref. I don't want to block the camera.
We're going on our knees.
Now you can put go.
But how are you gonna now?
They don't pay.
I'll go on your knees now.
Hey, no, yeah. Spirit. Oh, Spirit. Spirit. This is not your chair. This is not that. How? What do you mean?
They don't pay me enough for me to go on my knees.
Let's go.
Okay.
Yes. Five.
So I must go on my knees.
Yeah. This way. So they don't.
Very this thing. Are you cooking it? No, let's. You must do it like.
That's how she must do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zima.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Five.
My mind's on Yanda.
Yeah, money's on Yanda. Yeah. I don't want to see Mangila go on the island mode. So, five, four, three, two, one, go. This is your
That was so easy.
Oh, no, right.
That was so easy.
I don't fight.
I don't fight either.
Marubuya Kayeli, so you have some.
Lord.
You have that fight in you.
Oh, wow.
By the way, if you just joined the video, this is not Moreto, Kishampain. Please. But I and I had hope, man.
I'm not a strong girl. I'm a very...
emotional and intelligent
No,
girl.
I don't fight. One thing about me, I won't fight you physically. I'll fight you verbally.
Oh no. You're one of the sassy ones.
Nah, baby, I got some bad. I'll push a glass. I'll tell you every time. Now, every time I'm in the talking stage, I tell a girl, baby girl, I don't fight.
Mm.
But I have a solution. We can run. Like a blind girl, we'll run. Because we never at the same time. Spiro and Nangasimiju, who would you think would save you? Like, let's say, people are Ruby, who would you think would come right now and save you? Between Neo?
Tato. It's either Tato or Tibble.
Tibla. And you, Sima?
Tato.
What?
No. Oh. No. I. You know why? Because it has happened, like, right in front of me. Like, remember that whole situation that happened at KFC? I was hungry, and then he got robbed, literally. And he was literally wrestling for his phone on the floor. They were going at it. And I was like, what is going on? What do I do? Do I kick this guy? He takes out a knife, he stabs me. Ooh, what do I do?
You know,
but definitely Tato.
Is it? You know who I would call?
And Newo, actually.
The thing is, you must see these people in action. So, Tibla, I think he's clash. I don't think he's a physical person.
Yeah.
But the person I would call is Tabang.
Oh, you know shit, yeah.
You know why it's Tabang? And Tabang, you will remember. And I forgot, I'm sorry. When we did a chillers at my place, we fought with these other guys. I don't know why we fought with them. And they took me a video. I remember getting, nah, I don't care. So, guys, if you see the video come out, Magica. So, you know what was happening? I was fighting with this guy, but I don't remember. Number one, I don't remember fighting with, I don't know why I was fighting with him. Number two, all of his friends were like, oh, is it a Dinsa? Dinsa. They were all cool to me. Mariana no dula, kwa bara, dama no half also. Can you please give him the mic? I don't know. You also don't remember, ne?
Damn.
You were fighting? Mike, please take the mic.
He was what?
Take the mic, dude.
Mike was
what were you fighting for?
I don't know, boy. Now that I saw Gori, the two of you had an altercation with some guys.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's and I quiz away and I'm a jitala rai sugi sagar la shai.
No, only one was sugar. Sin.
Yeah, I was just feeling like that.
You know, one of our friends who didn't go down, that guy went to that guy.
That guy went to that guy.
When a guy, no, like, because you're in the car, boy. You're in the car, wait.
No, that guy told me that. That guy told me, he went to that guy, and that guy had food. Like, you know, those food they do at group after a better song. Ish. And now I can't fight. I told him, me, I don't fight. Don't trust me with these things. But yeah, man, I feel like now physically, of course, I've seen him more spew.
What?
So, I have proof. But yeah. Anyways, guys.
What's on your mind?
No. We're
chilling.
Sometimes I joke just there.
Yes.
You don't have to construct these things.
Yes!
But anyways, guys, you remember last time Kilibu Jaga Chila Punch, the new one. Tequila Sunrise, you know. And thank you guys. A lot of you guys were taking us. I saw Yanda even commented in one of them.
Yeah, that one was hard. The one by the swimming pool.
Yeah. I watched it because I saw you. I was tagged and you commented. I was like, I know Yanda has taste. But anyways, guys, for those who joined, congratulations for taking your time. We really appreciate it. But today we are going to announce the winner.
Congratulations for taking your time.
You're taking your time. Congratulations for participating.
Guys, what the hell?
It's my birthday.
Allow it.
But anyways, Chila Punch is giving away, we all know, for those who didn't know, Chila Punch is giving away 10K to two people that can drop the best content.
10K is crazy. Whoa, y'all loaded?
Girl, take the potatoes.
But anyways, yeah, for using the new Chila Punch. Now, I don't know, is it still valid if they use the old one? Because people were using the old one. But anyways, it's giving away 10K. 10,000, like 10,000 rand for the people who use like content by advertising it. So you can still join the competition. But today we have two winners. Stay tuned. Kitova announcer. Naona, let's go.
Stay tuned.
Oh, guys, the reason I said stay tuned is it's just a screenshot. But, anyways, the winners of this week are the dude behind the lens. I don't know. Ooh. The dude behind the lens. Shout out.
Congratulations!
So please do the most.
Congrats.
Behind the lens, congratulations, 10K. And if I was to spend your spell on Sunday, Lord. Make about 1,000 euro a quarter. And another one, like I said, two people. Just tapes _. Woo! Congratulations. Woo! You know, there's a story behind this guy.
Ooh, just tapes _.
But anyways, guys, before we talk about
this. I want to hear the story.
But listen, I need to finish this thing. Don't forget, unlucky for those who joined and they didn't win, the competition is still on. It's easy. Just create content and make sure you tag Chila Punch on social media and you can stand a chance to be announced by Zile Weezy on the Vantuizi and you can stand a chance of being clapped for by Sima and Yanda. And yeah, man, just make sure that you still do. One day is one day, ne?
Had luck.
So let's go. So the story behind Just Tapes, ne? So Just Tapes does this dope content. Like when I say dope, like AI, like he's tapped in. Like he does, I'm not promoting him or anything. Like I'm just saying because he does, and he has a good storyline. So Just Tape did a video about me also. And my friend here. You know what? The title of the YouTube video is called Spreading Stinners.
He's smart with it.
Okay.
So the video, it's about, like, he narrates everything. He's like, well, with my, not my previous part. So, why are you laughing? What should I say? So, he was comparing,
which one Zile is going to choose?
What? The girl who's going to love you with the beautiful wild world. And Yanda, the girl who's going to buy you everything in the beautiful world. That imagine. And you know what? At the end of the video, he did this other thing and he said, but Yanda doesn't want Ezile. He wants my guy.
Kimang.
So you guys should watch it, man. Like, I can't narrate that whole video. And I when I saw he won, I was like, yo, shout out, man. He's the Vantuizi. He's tapped in. I like. We don't have the Vantuizi of the week, but he would be my Vantuizi of the week.
We should actually have Vantuizi of the week, yes? That would be fun.
Yeah, but shout out, congratulations, guys. Make sure, and also tell us, what do you feel about the new Tequila Sunrise? Because Chila Spanchele, every time we drink, what's people are with any pin? Katia, pin, okay, it's 2010. But yeah, man, yeah, that's what's on my mind.
Main host.
What's yours?
Yeah. It's God, that's a dab. Guys. What?
You know, every time I'm in an Uber to come here, I wonder, what is Sima gonna say? I know one thing for sure. I know I won't know anything about it, but what is she gonna say? Please, today, say something that
I know. You probably know this.
Okay.
Kudile and Khrutman.
Well, I'm not tapped in.
Okay, I'm gonna tap you in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, guys, Khrutman wrote some other Gadlanga paragraph. And he was going off at Tanina saying, hey, what way now? You are a hood rat.
Oh,
what? She's a bad mother. She's just living for content. She only dates for content, blah, 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 and stuff like that. He was just being so mean, saying that, doing makeup. Yeah. That's not makeup. He was just going off at her, off. And now I'm thinking,
they break up.
Yeah, long time ago, I think.
She even covered the tattoo.
She covered the tattoo she had of Khrutman. Was it Temba or Khrutman?
I think it was probably Temba.
Yeah. So she covered it up with the feather. Like, he was so rude. He was so mean. And people were like, the whole country was like, dude, okay, not the whole country, since you're not typed in. But like, a lot of people were like, Tanile, I dare you to go back to Khrutman. We ourselves will hit you. Because why would you go back to such a horrible man? A man that swears at you like this when things are done. Like, bruh, it was so sad. I wish you so, I should have screenshotted that thing.
You know, speaking about that.
Summer breakups are just...
I don't understand the concept of when you guys are not in good relation with a certain person, a certain party, you need to, back mouth her. You get me? I don't have to, even if I'm not cool with you, if they say the best, the best fashionist person, I think, let's say Yanda blind fashion.
What do you mean, let's say?
No, I want to be humble.
But it's, I don't have the energy to fight.
Sorry. Guys, Yanda is sick of me and also flu. Guys, so I'm saying, if they say they want someone along or blind coefficient, I can still call you. I don't have to gatekeep you. I don't have to say bad things about you. That's our personal thing. I don't understand that.
Here's the paragraph. I know you guys really need to stop this. For her sake, at least, she's the mother of my child and you keep wrecking and driving her crazy because I doubt she's even mentally well anymore as she keeps posting that one and the same video of her moving into a new relationship whenever she's not with me because of this thing of living for social media and wanting validation of being the girl she's not until I send that one text and everything will go back to normal. Ari, you've seen all this happening for years by now. I don't even know why you're this delulu. This 9-inch...
okay.
Yeah. This 9-inch and everything I come with as far as treatment and care it concerned is concerned. A whole man, a whole boy even, and care is concerned isn't something you can just go around finding everywhere. Worse, when you're a single mother, that's not really a 10, but we're just lucky. Oh, but we're just lucky and chosen and loved. Everything else would just be a downgrade. Now she feels pressured to just quickly go buy an outfit at Small Street, fast. Take that little side, that little last side puffing profit to, puffing is makeup, puffing profit to buy pasta and snap a friend and or cousin's hand just to make things look like she's moving on, then quickly go back home before it's late. To being a hood rat that puffs, hey, Luna, let one thing, I wait to fuck off.
Evan,
what the hell?
Celia doesn't want me to drink.
The paragraph you only.
Yeah. I was almost done. But he was so rude. He was just saying the meanest things. Like, I don't like why, I'm man. Like now, I've been in a relationship. Now remember?
Yeah, fate a paragraph you only.
Like. How? Yeah, but it's a very long paragraph. Like, you know, people that know, they know. Like, yes, I was also in a relationship where, like, yeah, we're going off at each other fine, social media, but we never said, like, horrible things about each other. But I'm just thinking, like, oh, like, if a man would ever say this about me and I go back, please, because there is no fucking way. What? Would you go back to a man like this? Yanda Woods and Gag.
No, see my, I won't lie.
I didn't even see anything.
Ah, that face.
Respectfully.
Sile.
What? It's
it
Corona
looks like
in
you're
here.
Drinking something nice. It's Corona.
It's Corona.
Can I taste? I've never tasted.
Yay. Yanda Obata love bag. Like, we don't lie.
But anyways, Sima, with that thing, I don't understand the concept of, like, always, like.
How is it taste?
It smells like pee and corn. But if Corona ever wants to work, hold on.
Please.
They've already cancelled you, my sister.
But it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's the same. It's okay.
I'm talking about the lurking. I'm talking about the thing out. I don't understand the concept of like trying to get to someone, especially if they are just chilling. Like I'm not doing anything. Mm. You don't have to let the whole world that you hate me.
Mm.
Cause I didn't do anything to, well, I did maybe chill, but what's the purpose of you bringing it up every day? Like chill.
I hope she doesn't reply. But I know for a fact, if this girl ever dares to open her mouth and say the things that Grootman does, Nas, uzo poma, Grootman.
Get a little after my Lord, dear paragraph. And this kid's what?
But nah, that's what's on my mind. Like, guys, yo, Asana, there's some toxic men out there. And he's such a narcissist. I'm sorry, I can't. Like, what a narcissistic.
Going to that, I feel like me, I came to a realization your Nax and Yaga relationship here online. Like, relationship here. Oh, you guys look good. Like namu twaga kinyakile motseba like muthwa ka kinyakile mona namu twaga ke tono mo posta ka rare my videographer kana mo posta shout out to the best video aksanyaka mix because people
yeah like, I know for real
and that social media mix is not the one man cuz you uno ruki to let bancha video akhala recently banchite. I can remember I told you guys about the song that I did.
Baby girl, you're my power. Baby girl, you're my power.
Hey, you listen to it. Yeah. How was it?
I'm sure she was blushing. Like,
no, my boyfriend sent me the link and was like, speak.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching. I'm sure even when he sent it, he's like, shiba baranyara eh. Child.
And you're not wrong. But what were you saying? No shame.
No. Zila's not a parinyana, mister.
Home. Shame, I've been single for the longest. I'm such a liar. Ori, what were you saying?
You just demolished his whole day.
So what's on my mind is that like, Tyler, I can't believe
it. But what's on your mind?
Baby girl, you
on my birthday, I get borrowed.
I don't have another one, so I'll just add to whatever you guys are saying.
Okay, shame.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yes.
Nice.
Get that ring. No, not you're going to put Tyler.
Okay.
And Kai Sennett.
Oh, I saw that.
I related with Kai. So Kai Sennett, I'm not laser too much. I'm not rapper laser. Kai Sennett, the streamer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did a live stream with Tyler. So on the live stream, he asked out like Tyler, like he was like, "Yo, Tyler, can you please like go out on a date?"
Like, did you agree?
Listen.
Oh,
he's getting there.
No, don't do that. Like, you see how Yanda always does. Oh, Zile, yeah, don't do that. And I was like, Nah, Tyler, can I go out on a date with you? Like, I'm serious. Are you serious? Then Tyler said, "No, but we are friends." And being friends, and people were making jokes about it. We'll see if they were saying, Gwababu could have saved you. I was like, you guys don't know when you're in that position. Yeah, so.
On a live.
Like, it's on a live. Motor, no sex.
Wait, why are you laughing so? Has that happened to you?
Yeah. So I'm talking about this because like people don't understand the pain of rejection, muna muto han and fetish, especially karabato. And when I was serious, na uki kukurupili, like shame. Hey, wherever you are, I understand. Marlowe, you were not supposed to ask her. You were supposed to do it in a slick way, off stream. But I realize there are a lot of guys out there out on a little Gucci, but long they get rejected every day, you know. And I learned this from my friend. My friend, there was this other guy, Lori, KKG, his name. Bro, this guy, at that time, but now he's carved. At that time, this guy would fast every day. I'm like, Chief, how do you have the energy to like ask girls out? Like, on a normal day, 7 would say no. 3 would say yes.
That's crazy.
7.
Hey, I give another one.
And he still has the energy to call out. Yeah, I would have given up on one.
As a gent, you need to familiarize. As a man, some sort of rejection your horn and your appeal. But you know, they just reject you just because.
Yeah, shame. Sometimes.
Why do you think girls reject you? What do you think the reason is? What do you think the problem is?
Well, to be honest, I feel like I'm just not your type, bruh. I don't think there's anything wrong with me. I don't think I'm just not your person.
That's true.
Because if you think girls reject you because of you, you're just not that guy, Chief.
I hear that.
Mm. Have you been rejected before?
Last time I was rejected was like, 2018.
Oh, but when 2018 was now.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, say it. I grew up to do mail at this time.
Back then, for sure.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now they all want me. But yeah, tell us.
I was at some social. You guys know what a social is, right?
Social buddies?
No, because my school called it a social. So I'm thinking other schools called it something else.
What dance at school?
Yes, we called it socials. Other people probably call them something else. So I went to a social at DSG, and then I saw this other guy and I was like, hi, I think you're cute. Can I please have your number? And he looked at me, then he thought at me and he was like, no.
Yo!
Because this was 2018. Now, I'm hot as fuck. So.
Ooh, you go, girl.
I don't remember the last time I asked someone out. It's crazy.
That's wild.
Have you ever been rejected?
Asima.
I have.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
You know why I know? Yeah, like before you were in a relationship, you used to tell us about crushes. There's no way all those crushes that how you to play on the bench and come out to me.
No, they were just with me, guys. A crush is someone that is just nice to look at. It's not someone that I'm gonna go for. No,
for real.
It's something that I just like to look at. Like, it's nice to talk, just to look at.
Jensen Hans, my crush is not that.
Who is your crush?
What is a crush to
like
you?
My crush? I want to date this person. Every time I have a crush on someone, can you go join
me? It's not that. Me, if I have a crush on you, it's like, oh my gosh, like you're so cute, like you're just nice to look at. Wow, and then I move on with my life and I get another crush. That's why I had a crush every single week. When I was single,
yeah.
I had a crush every week.
No,
that's how it is. But yes, I've been rejected.
No, I want to know. Maybe I'm the. please take what's a crush to you? Please take the mic. No, I genuinely want to know because I don't think crushes to girls and boys is the same thing. Eh?
Yeah, mine is yours, bro.
Nah.
Yeah.
When you have
we are phone. I'm home peg. We are love of my life.
Yeah, I want to come. If I champion that.
Snow Lenara.
What's a crush to you?
I would say the same, dog.
Nah.
Someone that I want to date, someone that I see, I'm like, yo, this person, if I can date her.
Yes.
I think it's a gent thing.
And you, what's a crush to you?
What you're saying does make sense.
Yeah.
And then what you're saying, I think that's just someone that's nice to look at. I don't know what you would call that, hey?
Oh, you fancy that person. It's just a crush. Like, oh my gosh, I'm crushing on this guy. Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Bro,
like, that's nice. It. That's how I take it. It's not like, yo, oh my gosh, love my life. No, it's just like,
Like, for example, I don't have a crush on my who, but I think she's like, lame.
Yeah, okay.
That's just you think she's lame.
Yes, you just think she's pretty.
Yeah,
you just
think. And I would, like, she would sit here, I wouldn't say anything to her.
Mm.
You get me?
But for me, it's like, oh my gosh, Mushelona, yo. And then, yeah, that's a crush for me. Oh my gosh, I'm crushing on him so much. Yeah.
Okay, well, now what's yours? You didn't say.
Guys, kunini sikhuluma. My throat is so. Yeah.
Okay, Shem.
Not just skip me.
Okay, I was rejected twice, actually. Oh my gosh, I was rejected
twice.
In grade 9, yes. Yeah. In grade 9, ne? Also, I didn't get
You've
nine.
Been rejected more times, so why are you saying damn?
Oh, it's a gender. It's a
no,
damn.
But guys.
Like you said, they rejected me, ne? Back then, they didn't want me.
Now they but want that, you.
Now they all have
me. Oh, they oh, yeah. want me. They want me. Okay, so this guy, right? We were talking because he was from another school. He was from Poch Boys, right? And I was in Midden High. And fine, I was like, to my friend, oh, dog, please hook me up. Like, I'm so bored with my life. Like, what do I do? Then after she's like, okay, there's this cute guy, whatever, in my school. He would probably be interested. I don't know. Then we started talking with this guy. Fine. Then he took me out on a date. He's like, okay, let's go ice skating. Then we went out ice skating. It was great. No, at Forest Hill. Mm. And then he took me out and it was fun. It was so nice. And then he got me ice cream. Mm. And then we kissed. And then after that.
Nice.
We kissed. And then after that, I saw him at Wonderland. Do you guys remember Wonderland? You guys have never been the white people festival.
I was okay.
Okay. But yeah, we went to Wonderland and he didn't tell me that he was going and I didn't tell him I was going. So when we bumped into each other's shop, it was cute, it was fine. Then after a week, he ghosted me. Then I was like, how? My brother, what's going on? And then, like, after a week, he came back. He's like, I'm sorry. Ish, I'm not really feeling you like that. What? And I was like, yeah, probably. And then I was like, I fade, it's fine, sharp. And then the second one that rejected me is this other boy from Instagram. It was 2017, I think. I was like to him, oh my gosh, you're so cute. Like, I'd like to get to know you better. And then he's like, haha, I see.
Eh.
Yeah, that's what
after that
going.
Day, I was like, I will never hit on a man again.
What is the
but shit? I did anyway, what? And I got one. Anyway, yeah.
But you did hit on a man, right?
Yeah.
But it worked. But anyways, what is the shortest time you've dated someone?
I've dated someone.
Yeah.
Zile?
What? Also, what is the shortest time you've dated someone?
I don't know, like 3 months.
Three is cool. No, I think it's either 5 days or a week.
What the hell happened?
No, you know what? So... it was in grade 8. So now I had gone about like until first year. So I'm acceptable faster. Every year I would choose one girl and I would fast her the whole year and she would reject me the whole year.
Damn.
I remember even stealing a bicycle. I mean, my grandfather's bicycle just to go see this girl. Mm. She's like, get out care, get out care.
Yeah.
And now this girl. I remember, yo, that girl make me nyaka man. Cha, my life now, life is tricky, man. I come home. So I remember she was staying alone, and she was like, very sharp, and she was very smart. Not very smart, yeah, very ambitious. So I went to that girl after a month. I'm fit na, but I used to have this style every time I first a girl. It used to work for me in high school. So. I asked my brother, but now I realize my brother didn't have Riz. Like, we are said develop. We are snaster. Because I didn't realize now. Or, So I was like, man, how do I tell a girl or like I want her? Like, I'm rat. And for those who went to school with me, they know this. So I would always say, I went to this girl, I'm like, Barba rat. Ne? Barba rat means they said they love you. Arkimang, and I did this. Guys, no.
I would have slapped you.
I would have went away while you're still covering your face.
You see how you're laughing? That's how she laughed.
And she
wrote her numbers down. And she gave me. So when I went home, I stole the phone and home got on Facebook. I was like, no, send me pictures. I'm not going to post on Facebook. Motuaka, we are finally making it. How was it? It was that time when you put someone's picture straight on your profile picture. Yeah. And that guy when we came back to school, Zile, please let's never do this again.
You
And after that,
after you had so much,
after Asnon rejected, I was no butcher. I want to do it. I got to pass out. I got pass out. I started studying like no one's does. Like I pass out. But yeah, I have a lot of rejection. The problem would be Kindolor, love a boy. Man.
Mm.
That's the problem. Like, automatically love a boy. Like, let's say I meet you, I'm like, no, I'm saying, like, soft, comfy.
Comfy.
According to my bracket.
Okay. I see you.
Wait. Has your mom ever spoke with another guy to tell them on? You know that video of FVNR? Has your mom ever told a guy or?
Mm-mm. I think my mom is nice to everyone. Like anyone that's spoken to my mom would know. Like you would know. My mom is just sweet. Oh. She doesn't.
Oh. We missed something. No. She's cool. Like there.
She seems cool. She looks cool. She is cool. She's not the type to say, "Hey, you stay away from my daughter." She's not the type. She's just a cool mom. Shout out to you, mom. Love you. That's dope.
I remember. This one time, my first love.
Baton. Your first love?
Yeah.
Do you remember your first love?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It was in grade 7. Baki Kukumela. I will never forget you, sir. Oh, that was such puppy love. It was so cute.
Who was yours? No, I won't say her name.
We had to separate because he was going to boarding school in PTA and I was going to Madrid High. That's why we broke up. It was so sad. Oh, shame.
She's in corporate now. I think with the, it was a thing of like, it took me the whole year to fasa her. Every day, get a khubala answer. Khubala answer. Khubala answer. Like, I used to, at school, guys, you know, we used to wait for answers. The same way really? We wait for, ko fasa today.
Oh, and be like, okay, I'll wait for your answer.
Yeah, yeah, I'll
tell you tomorrow.
And you, when you go to that person, yes or no? Yes or no? No, that's how I fasa. But I remember with this girl, Zoran, Bexina Sale. You get me? Like, I didn't know town. So I tell this girl, I'm like, she was a grade, like, in front of me. If she watches this, she will remember very well. And I'm like, no, man. I read McDonald's. Next story, Chalita transport, you're well, I'm Rafael. You know, she has this gang guap. She's taking me out.
Okay.
So I don't know town, but I'm lying to her. I'm like, nah, don't worry. We take a taxi. Get to town. Bro, we look for McDonald's.
Yeah,
we look for McDonald's. We don't find McDonald's. We ended up going to thingy.
KFC.
Nando's. Oh. Mm. I go to Nando's. This girl at Takwan, she buys me ice cream. Also that time I was not drinking.
Mm.
She buys me food and everything. Everything is nice. Yeah, like soft. And don't forget, she's going to her aunt's place to write a NBT. Ow. I'm like, let me just story. When we were going out, we went out. My phone started ringing.
Mm.
It's a number that I don't know. I answer. Hello. Kibuali, my name. Kibuali. Again. Onali, her name. Kupala mufe phone. I give her the phone. Babylon, oh my god, wanna kill a room? I feature my fan. Wanna? Andrew,
you
plumbaga, I say, Caruwa, so Caruwa, 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 competition. You are Ruwa, Caruwa,
I swear, competition.
I wish my phone was off. Like that lady said, we are gonna come to your house, we're gonna have a meeting. Wanna? And now she went in her bag. Came on, very, very excited tablet. She had a big screen. And she was like, my height. Take out the tablet. So I get your phone. 38 missed calls.
Shoot.
Never reject Nando's again. I was like, you know what? Ever since that time, I had another incident, but you will get another story. Like, ever since that time, I don't like people's mothers or fathers.
Mm.
Because, hey, yo.
Where did they get your number from?
When I tend to like investigate.
But what would you?
Now that I'm older, I think the friend.
Oh, probably.
Mm.
Who was your first love?
Cabello.
Or Vini.
Vini.
Oh. Mm. I actually have two first loves.
It's called, it's called a first love.
And then my real first love. It was a practice love, which was Bucky, and then the second was my real first love.
Who's your first?
Mudisha Rakoma.
Oh.
I cannot have a shame. That was real love. That was cute.
Baby, why does Sima say this? Why do you even follow?
Why don't I feel like no? We don't bother each other. We literally don't talk. We don't see each other. Nothing. Never since. When was it? Since high school. Yeah.
I feel like you know another thing, né? That as like black people, or well, black people, we need to, and our families need to like show us what we can date and you can do these things. Because now, you know, my whole
can date from grade 4 until they're 100 years old. Like yeah. Those people.
They know.
I'm inside the camera, cameraman.
So those people know, like, and it's because, I don't know if I've said it before, but it's like a simple thing. Have you seen your mom hold your dad's hand? Like something like that. You have maybe. Mm.
My parents are so childish. They're so cozy. They're so... they're cute.
But childish? But like it's my family, ja hi. If the dad is coming, there's a sofa. Like on that sofa, no one sits there. Only the man. Uno tula kwa.
Dijo.
Atapa matso.
Korobal.
That is so boring. Oh my gosh.
I grew up in one of those homes where like everybody drinks water, but the dad is the only one that gets to drink like Coke or juice.
That's a
people. No, it happened the other way around. It happened with meat. Yeah, so there were times whereby if they want, my granny used to like buy like maybe three chickens and then she would chop them up and put them in a sunbake checkers and put them in the fridge. So let's say the meat, ne? Naro yami natana, like chicken feet.
Okay, yeah.
And Yene is gonna eat like a breast. Or if we are working on a tight budget. Ah, puts is like butternut. Then we'll eat butternut or beetroot with pap.
Mm.
And the men will eat those things.
That's crazy.
No.
For us, it didn't seem any. I wouldn't even complain.
Yeah, because you're a kid. And you're just like, that's all you know, really.
Yeah, so it's a thing of like, bruh, I've never, at home, you've never seen your mom kiss your dad or hold or hug. But what? Banashiba. Baba dile you
And I'm sure like they were so boring.
Like I feel like the old times they want to keep this thing like intact. Mona,
and it's not even that deep.
Mahayeng, okasulo, but lore. But you never see them touchy or anything. But vano kreva nine.
Crazy.
Have you never asked yourself why? But with white people, they show, and that also contributes to us dating now. Because you know, feel around, I'm gonna be like, so sharp.
Yeah, no, I believe in. Because I've always seen it at home. Like my parents are really like touchy and.
And you're touchy too.
Yeah, I'm very like
touchy.
I think your parents' relationship, seeing your parents' relationship affects your future relationships too.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Exactly. So how was your relationship? With anyone. Like your girlfriends, let's say.
This is crazy.
No, kaloku, like with your exes and you? Don'ts. Do you show affection?
He doesn't.
Like, okay. Like,
what?
Oh, sorry. Wait, was I supposed to say?
Oh, wild. That is so wild.
No.
What's on your mind, Zile? That was what's on your mind. What's on my mind?
What's on your mind?
Yeah! It's going down in Hollywood.
The way you said, yo, I thought you were like...
Sima, last week we are going to Hollywood. This time...
No, it's going down. Like,
what's okay. Happening?
So, guys... Diddy, they raided his house. P. Diddy.
Maybe it's because of you. Let's get another podcast.
Yes, so look at you. But guys, Puff Daddy, his house was raided. I think it was a house in LA, ne?
So they raided it, they raided it, they raided it. They handcuffed his kids. Where is P. Diddy? Nowhere to be found.
Isn't he in the Caribbean?
Yes, they found him there. Now there's jets that are there. The feds are watching him like a hawk. It's like a Thabo Bester case. Like, everyone's watching. Like, literally.
Can I interject? Sorry. One day in your life, at some point, don't you want to, like, live like that?
Like, how dangerous?
He's chasing. I'm with bees.
I'm sorry, yeah. No.
Like, let's run away from the cops.
Guys, I'm
let's
scared.
Let's do something illegal.
I'm going to get koala, guys.
No one. Na le gutshi ka idea.
A mira ke kwala yes.
Ke ntlo re motswala wa tswa re mordia. Yo, no we was did it.
Like the worst I've ever done was like run out of an Uber without paying. Like
yeah. So ke le na ke le
no. No, that was like way back. I was like in grade 10.
That's now now.
There was an Uber driver and there was a guy who read.
You know you. So I'm like, I was in grade 10. That was the worst we've ever done. Because my friend was in France and I was at the back with my like best friend, right? My best friend that time. Yeah. So.
Yeah, aware of you.
Yeah. So now, like, we're texting each other. We made a group chat. We're like, okay, guys, this is how it's going to go, right? Her and I, the ones that's in France and me, we're going to run. Like, we're going to go out and say we're going to take out money, then you stay. Then when you see us going up the escalator, you run out, you come to the escalator.
What the
Gwala, slima, sengan. We go out, right? We're like, okay, we're going to take out money, da-da-da, fine. We go, right? Go up the escalator. We're texting, come. Guys, I'm scared. Don't guys, I'm scared. Like oh, no, man. We're saying was. And she
that plan guys, was I'm also so weird. How could you leave one so child scared. Behind?
No, because like, we thought she was strong. We thought, like, I wish I would have stayed, actually. Because I would have gotten out of there and sprinted the fuck out. Because there were so many exits. We're like, dude, there's an exit behind you. You can run out there. We'll find each other at another exit at entrance 6. Let's go. Eh,
but to be honest. Yeah? Boyfriend, girlfriend, ya mafia, you know, because those ladies that they find, they're like, no, there's no drugs. We're not normal.
No, man. Dude, there were so many exits that she could have literally ran out. Instead of going up the escalator with us, she could have ran out the other way and ran out. That guy was going to chase her with the car, fine. But she could have just chopped a light by the grass. That guy cannot go over the plants, right, with the car. No, he's going to get arrested. So she could have just done that. Dump cop, but no, she stayed. She got arrested, and then no, they took her to the police station, and then after that, they said,
"Wait! Are we still talking about your friend?"
Yes, they took her to the police station. Now, Stugutugu, her and I were walking. Me and my friend were walking. We're like, "Shit, yo, we got away with it. I hope she's gone." She takes us. She's like, "Guys, I'll find you guys at home." We're like, "Fade." When we're walking, we're hanging out with her and her mom and my friend's mom. They're driving like this. Ew.
Were you guys drinking alcohol?
No, I never used to drink that time.
So, Sima, when after the... This thing was... No. This means...
I started drinking first year.
Marianda Walwala, Shem.
Shem, she's even big.
Sorry?
Do you want a panad?
No, thanks. Panad is too weak.
It's too weak?
Yeah. I think I have grandpa somewhere in my bag.
No, man. We need to finish the show, you were saying.
But we must check on you.
Thanks for checking up on me.
Sima, I'm so sorry and I want to apologize. The fact that I always blamed alcohol. I'm so sorry. I always blamed you. I think the problem, Gwen, if you are doing all these sagas alone, that's crazy.
What do you mean? Like, dude. No, do you know what happened? We didn't run. Like not ran away from home, but we left to go to a party, right, in Northcliffe with no money, nothing. We went to the taxi, right? We told ourselves, they said free tickets. You can go in free. When we get there, they're like, no, it's not free tickets anymore, blah, blah, blah. And now we don't have money, guys. We don't have money to go home. We don't have money to do anything. We're like, okay, so what are we doing here? They're like, no, we're going to make a plan for you guys, like, fed. Then they gave us 3 tickets, and then the 1 ticket, we had to panda money to get my other friend in. Then we pandaed cash. We got 70 rand. Then we paid for the ticket, and then they're like, no, it's fine. We'll make it 50 rand. Then you guys can have, like, 20 rand to whatever. Then we're like, sharp. Then we went to the party. We groove. Now it's time to go home.
What were you guys drinking?
They were drinking booze. I was drinking Red Bull.
You requested Uber to the rent.
No. No. So my friend's aunt, she kept, no, my friend's sister, because my friend said she's leaving, like she's going to buy bread and she never came back. We went to Northcliff. She's at Northcliff with that bread, right? Fine.
Just like my dad.
We're grooving. And now the sister keeps calling us. The sister keeps calling her.
Your dad went to go buy more and wow. never came back.
It's a joke.
So the sister keeps calling.
Don't make
calling.
Those jokes. You're triggering me.
So the sister keeps calling, not getting a hold of her. She calls the parents. She's like, hey, nana lady, I don't know. Fine.
Okay,
and then,
lady.
Yeah. Then, Mara, she's married. Nah, she's good.
She's so married?
Yeah. I'll smash down like anger.
I'll tell it, Lord. Marana lady.
No. So yeah, that's what happened. And then we're grooving. Fine. Now it's time to go home. And then Naledi finally answered her parents. Like, okay, no, I'm at this place, blah, blah, blah. And the parents are like, no, it's fine. We're gonna come fetch you. Cool. We go to the garage. We're thinking, yeah, we are safe. The parents are gonna fetch us. We have transport. Her aunt came out that gown. I'm fopakarim pama at the garage in front of everyone. Pa, why was I my saber? They took her alone only. Do you know, hey, guys, get what I'm saying? Like, Moor, now we are stuck in Northcliff and we live in Midrand, mind you. We don't 200. Know how we are going home. These guys were like, okay, let's take you with. We like, fed. We went. Rabona bought Iri Hillbro. We like, no.
Hebana.
No ways. We are going to Hillbro.
We lost span.
No, we're like, there's no way we're going to help. They're like, no, we love you. It's just the area, whatever. When we got in, it was actually a really nice house. Like, it was a 3-bedroom nice house. We got in, fine. We slept there. In the morning, it's time to go home. We're like, okay, please pay for us. He's like, no, I don't have cash, but I can Uber you guys, but you guys have to pay. We're like, okay, it's fine. It's like, that's how we ran away from the Uber.
But anyways, Didi, P. Didi, man.
Oh, crap.
In my head, I was like, let me wait for you to finish.
I even forgot about that. Yeah. So PDD, yeah, guys, his house was getting raided. His kids were handcuffed. Two of his kids, the boys,
Shame.
Were handcuffed. The father is where? Caribbean Islands. Like, he's there having... He ran away, basically. But he knew this was going to happen. He ran away. So now, I'm saying, guys, finally, Hollywood is going down. Holly Weird is going down. Dan Schneider is going down. You are all going down. Jay-Z is going to be your turn. Beyonce is going to be your turn. All of you.
Okay.
All of you are going down.
Okay, now.
You're literally naming, like, the faces of black excellence right now.
But they are going down. Oprah, you're going down.
Okay.
My sister, you're worse. You're worse.
Utlotsolla skolo sa eka mo South Africa.
Ah, that school that has so many sagas. Psh. What? Kids are disappearing. What?
What did P. Diddy do?
You don't know.
P. Diddy, what? In the P. Diddy, name?
Cat Williams. Watch the interview at 2 hours.
Cat Williams.
Oh, no, I'm not doing all of that. No.
It's really interesting.
Just go to TikTok and say Cat Williams. Oh, then
yeah,
how,
you'll find yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you'll see it.
He's literally babsing the gents in the industry. Did you guys hear that audio of him and Meek Mill babsing, allegedly, by the way?
She needs to be studied, this one.
But yeah, did you hear the audio of them papsing?
Well, you literally made me listen to it, so.
Oh, yini, shame.
Moringa.
Hot water.
Wow, guys.
And honey.
Honey, better be our weight. Wow.
But thank yeah, you. As an audio of him papsing Meek Mill.
Okay.
And also the kids, Justin Bieber. He used to take them at the ages of 13, 14, Asha, all of them. He used to take them at small ages, live with them, say he's trying to help them with their careers, blah, 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 blah. He exposes them to some other life that is so hectic, like baddies everywhere, half-naked ladies everywhere, kitty brothel, like, kitty what,
like
kitty. Yeah, Zile, like, obviously, like, he wouldn't just bring some girl lights like this, like, really, you know. No, not like that. Not in that way. Like, I mean, a dizzy girl.
Get to your next point.
No, but not like that. No, man. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he used to do that. Like, he used to have, like, hey. And every time, like, yeah, he will promise you, like, the world, literally. He'll promise you the world, Atsy. Oh, I think he promised world, Stevie J. You know Stevie girl. J?
No.
Okay, promised Stevie J. Ugutsi's going to give him a Grammy if they babs. And what that ownership to his place, his 2.1 something allegedly, guys.
Allegedly, it's still valid if we put it together.
Allegedly, right? So he promised him like the world, literally, best kind. And also, there's a guy he promised he's gonna own it forever. Watwati, you're gonna get this. Like, he was just promising everyone the world and he would babs them.
See, man? No, man.
No. What?
Algorithm, you know. How do you have time to...
I watch all of this. It's so much fun. I just can't wait till they go down.
Now once I see some weird things, after I watched the Cat Williams interview, I was like, you know what? Because I didn't finish it.
Mm.
But when I was checking, I was like, you know what? Bro, I just don't want to be associated. I just... Mm. God, please bless me for me not to interact and be in the same line. Mm. As these things.
But then we're kind of sort of in the same industry as...
Yeah. Yes, we are. But we've never been approached by weirdos like P. Diddy.
Yes.
How do you know?
Oh, you've been?
Guys.
Arizi, you must tell us. We've never.
There are weirdos in this industry, obviously, but they're not like out there like that.
But that's what I'm saying. We've never been approached by them and we don't wish to be approached by them. And that's... yes, we're in the same industry, but we don't want that for ourselves. That's true. What we are saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get your point.
Nah, I'm good. Thank you. Please don't even try. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Toodles.
Toodles for real. I'm so over it. Anyway, do you have anything on your mind?
Tell.
Nothing.
Oh, Gucci.
Gucci's questions. Gucci's
the one with the green cap.
Well, half away the Gucci. No, man.
He is wearing a green cap, is he not?
But it's Zina's friend. So he came. Yes, come show your face so they see you.
But on Gucci main.
People like a Gucci, man. It's pure. I want to do a sound, man.
You actually
come into Jesus' house, sir.
You actually so tall.
Eh? Is he using this camera now?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wait.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, guys. My name is Gucci Weirdo. My real name is Kamogelo. Yes.
Why do you call yourself
Kamogelo, ma'am?
Kamogelo.
Mang.
Dikhali. Yes.
Why do you call yourself Gucci Weirdo?
Gucci Weirdo.
But I say about Gucci, what's wrong?
Lacoste. Get Lacoste Weirdo.
What's wrong, mom?
Lacoste Weirdo.
What did you say?
Why do you call yourself Gucci Weirdo?
Why do I call myself Gucci Weirdo? When I'm on your... Why do I call myself Gucci Weirdo? I think the name came from, I don't know, but Ehana was involved. That's all I can say. Yeah, Mara, it wasn't that deep. Gucci. No, she was my friend. Then it was Gucci, what. I don't know, but it came from her hand. That's what I know. That's all I know.
Evan, okay, Gucci. So you have some questions for Zile?
No, I have questions for him.
What?
Okay, you can ask, yeah. Sima.
So question number one. What's the most meaningful gift Zile has ever received?
He's ever received?
Mm.
I'm joking. I think it was that bottle from Spogutli where she designed his name on there. And wrote Zile with
it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question. Would Zile choose a girl with a fat ass or big boobs?
Ah, fat ass.
Really?
That's all I can see.
Oh, okay.
Am I right?
We want to know.
Am I right?
See that the fat ass hands can come approach.
You need to be portable. I didn't like that. I can't know. Can you go to the bedroom betting? Oh, then I was camp on.
Third question. Who would Zile smash between his recent ex and Yanda Woods?
Can we please skip that for the sake of... No, we need to respect that hand and myself. I'm skipping.
No, the question is here. Let's do it.
Since we don't talk about Hans and he doesn't tell me about the girlfriend and also Yanda, so I don't know. But I think... I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I know, Yanda. Anyway, does Zile genuinely want to date Yanda?
Where do these questions come from?
I just received the questions. I'm sorry. I just received the questions.
Who did the questions?
Who did the questions? Hey, what did you?
Toelang. The whole crew did them. Look, come.
Is it today?
Let me answer, Chief. First place. Nah, low key, I think. Mm. I think he would. Would you?
No, I won't.
Thank you. Okay. But that's not what you're saying in the DMs, but okay.
And then Zila has this new style of commenting on Yanda's pictures.
Yes,
these days.
And I also saw.
Okay. Third question. Do you think Zile's body count is over or under 10?
I think it's above his age. I'm joking. I was just joking. I think it's around maybe below 15. That's what I think. Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. So... who is...
above my age is crazy. So, I'm 27, 8.
Who is the one girl that has given him the wackest...
The what? Who's the what?
Who is the one girl that has given him the wackest BJ?
How would I know?
You guys don't talk about those things?
No, we don't. What? We're too secretive.
That is so boring.
No, but maybe like...
Your friendship is ass.
No, but... how am I gonna tell my friend or Muna Aswan Dicho and Man Lumil?
You can't just like your talk beware of that girl. I hello man.
Can how? Dima answer that question?
Who?
If I was to ask her,
who?
Your friend Dima.
If you had to ask
Dima, she knows.
Let her answer.
Oh my.
I don't think I even know. Does anyone have a question?
One question.
Anyone?
Ask Yanda, do you have a question?
I know everything about you.
Chance.
Boring.
You have a question?
What's
the highlight of my day?
That is so boring. Oh my God.
It's sweet. It's
I was waiting for something
also,
so
Also, Dima asked what's the highlight of my day today? Us to come here, man. Mm. Like, the reason I didn't complain or didn't say anything is because I, out of my week, this is the one day I know I'm going to have fun, like at work. So, this is my highlight. Even if we have a guest show or maybe, I know I'm genuinely going to laugh. That's number one. Mm. Number two, I'm going to see people that I didn't see the whole week. And yeah, man, I think that's my highlight overall.
Now my chat is, since Kogai, the one... children at the age of 25, you know, Kogai, like Limpopo, they expect a child at this age. When are you having a child?
Maram zalo kuba fang mun yega master. Aba kuba fang putu. Ape di scope every day. Kofa wana kas scope. I need to make sure that like I'm financially stable, and they must understand that.
So, when at what age do you think you'd have a child? And also, it applies also to Sima and Yanda.
And I think like 27. Yeah, I want to have kids now. Mm. And when I grow up, they are like, okay, I don't want to have kids.
I think, when am I going to have kids? Ugh, like, when I'm 28, 29. Right,
aren't you ready to have kids now?
Sorry? I'm not ready right now, guys. I'm not financially, like, where I want to be. You understand? Yes, I'm making money, cool, which is cute. Fine. But I need my own place, first and foremost, to start there. I need a place. And I'm still not even ready to stay alone. I'm going to live with my friend for now. Just going to make it work together and see how it goes. And then when we have the money, like, then we can get our own places and cars and stuff. That's when I'll be financially stable. That's where I'll see what, okay, okay, right again, man. Like, I can feed myself and like four other children. That's when I know I'm financially stable.
So let's say you have a child by mistake. Yeah,
by mistake.
Like now, recently. Yeah.
Mary Stowe is the place to be.
So, I'm not going to wish you a good one.
Let Yanda answer the question.
No, I know Yanda's answer.
If I could, I would have a child right now.
Yeah.
Really?
When
I have a
with who?
Mm.
He knows himself.
Oh, Zile, we said about 6 chick chick.
Not Zile.
Not a little Zile.
No, like, how? Okay. What do you mean?
He's not in the room.
Guys, let's do this now. let's agree. We need to like do a pledge or no, man. Every time you guys bring this thing and you guys put the, and your life in the background, you need to like get a strike or something.
Let's, a strike of what? No, or just get a shot.
A shot.
Sima.
Yeah, a shot. That'd be dope. Shots.
So Gucci, na kinyo kutiba something mtu alaka. Like, and I'm gonna ask, because Luanom Gucci, so recently you went on a vacation. Who was the girl? Because you went with a girl, all your close friends you posted.
No, oh. I'm not in a relationship, chief, and you know, I went there with my mother. Kichwa lobo mmaku.
So your mother?
Yeah, kitamile lobo mmasi.
Are you dating?
There's so much happening.
No, I'm not in a relationship.
And girl, I'm sorry.
Who was the hottest girl we ever had on the show?
You guys ever had?
That would like 100% smash.
Spugutli is fire. Who else? Penyanda is fire. Okay.
Mama na majita. Arieng drama.
Yeah,
it's
Spugutli. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. You can
say
Spugutli.
Ariel level.
Actually,
alrighty.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Wait, which other female guests have we had actually?
Naledi.
Naledi, Malela.
I have a thing for you guys, ne?
What?
So yesterday.
Zing Malo.
She's hot too. She's really hot.
Who else?
Come do the
camera.
What?
Oh. Who else do we have as a female? Babalo.
No.
A kid. That was a kid.
Mans. We said mans.
I think that's it.
Tabang, you came here today.
We also had.
We all ladies are mom. We had Titi.
Oh, that's
we
a kid.
Had.
Yeah.
Where are the windows? What is going on?
For today, I'm just scheduled okay a lot. So yesterday, learning a step. So Sanchez was going to limbo or
be so Good Friday.
It's Good Friday. We are gonna dance a step. Yes. We're gonna play a song.
Married.
Why?
Let's go. Please play the song. And please, Sima, you can close now.
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Happy birthday, Zile Weezy Lamazing Zing. We love you. And thank you guys for watching. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you. Good night.
Dango. Please play your song. Don't
stop. I said good night.